back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode for today is Aboard the Steamship Madison, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
Mysterious visitor from another world who has appeared on Earth as the champion of the weak and the oppressed. When we last saw Superman in his character of Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet, he had just learned that the two swindlers, Bartley Pemberton and Joseph Dineen, were heading south in a high-speed cruiser in order to catch up with the freight steamer Madison on her way to Charleston. As our story continues today, Superman is winging his way down the coast, straining his eyes for the first glimpse of the powerboat or the freighter. But Pemberton and Dineen have caught up with the Madison. Four sharp blasts of their whistle, red rockets, distress signals. And the freighter is motionless in the black water, waiting for the smaller boat to come alongside. On the deck of the cruiser, Bartley Pemberton gives a last quick order to the man at the wheel. Listen.
Pay attention, sailor.
Okay, Cap.
Make it fast, Bart. They're dropping a ladder over the side.
Head her in there, sailor. And get this.
I'm listening.
We're going on board that freighter to get something, you understand? If we don't get it, there may be trouble. Big trouble.
So what?
So stick around to pick us up. We'll want to make a fast getaway, so stay close. Ready to beat it.
Get set, Pod. What do we do now?
Stand by to grab that ladder, Joe. All right, sailor.
Ahoy on that cruiser. We're waiting for you.
Don't worry. You won't wait long. Go ahead, sailor. Edge in toward that ladder.
All right, Mr. Burns. Hold her under a dead slow bell. We see what's wrong with those fellows.
Aye, aye, Captain Anderson.
Ahoy down there. What about the cruiser? What's wrong with her?
Captain, sir, two men are coming up the ladder. They want to see you.
They want to see me? Ask them what they mean by sounding distress signals.
Well, there they are, Captain. Coming over the rail now. What do you want done with them?
They better have a mighty good reason for stopping us, Mr. Burns. If they haven't, I'll put them in irons.
Ahoy there. Bring those two men up to my cabin. Anybody else coming aboard?
No, sir. They say that's all.
Mr. Burns, hold her steady.
Steady she is, sir.
Keep an eye on the weather, Mr. Burns. It's thickening up.
Very good, sir.
Sound your foghorn while we're hove to.
Have Mr. Olson bring those men to my cabin.
And a few moments later, Pemberton and Dineen are ushered to Captain Anderson's cabin.
Come in.
Here they are, sir, the two men off the cruiser.
Come in, gentlemen.
Oh, Captain. Am I addressing Captain Vincent Anderson?
Yes, sir, you are.
Captain, my friend and I have followed your ship, the Madison, all the way down the coast, hoping to catch up with you.
You know you've stopped a vessel on government service?
Government service? I thought this was a freighter, a tramp.
Thank you for your description of it, sir. As it happens, we're carrying munitions.
Munitions? Well, isn't that a bit dangerous, Captain?
Don't worry. Transporting gun cotton and TNT isn't half as dangerous as giving false signals of distress, as you'll find out.
Just let us explain, Captain.
Captain Anderson, we've been sent by your sister, June. Before you sailed, she gave you a certain package of papers, didn't she? Sealed in oilskin?
What of it?
Are they in that safe there in the wall?
What business is it of yours?
Your sister told us to get them. So if it isn't too much trouble, Captain...
One moment, mister. I suppose my sister gave you written instructions. A letter? Well?
No, as a matter of fact, she didn't.
She didn't have time.
Oh, she didn't have time. Well, I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I don't believe you.
No, look here, Captain.
Say, listen.
I say I don't believe you. If this thing was so all-fired important, you'd follow me down the coast, make use of fake distress signals to get me to pick you up. You ought to be able to prove what you say.
Listen, Captain, we've got to have those papers.
You'll get them when we land at Charleston. And I've talked with my sister by phone, but not until then.
Is that so, Captain Anderson? Stand where you are, please.
Why, you... What do you mean, pulling a gun on me?
I mean business, Captain. Keep your hands up. All right, Joe. Get after that safe.
You'll land in prison for this.
Quiet, please. Well, what about it, Joe?
Nothing doing, Pod. Have to blow it. Didn't he say there was soup in the hold?
That's right. Carrying munitions, aren't you, Captain? Show us how to get to the hold.
Find out for yourself.
I said take us to the hold, Captain. I'm not fooling. Open the door, Joe. Now listen to me, Captain Anderson. You're going to take us down along the deck and into the hold.
No, I'll be shot if I will.
You'll be shot if you don't. We've come a long way, Captain, and done a good deal to make sure of those papers, and we won't stop now, not even at murder. Get going.
Go on. Keep moving.
I'm right behind you, Captain, with this pistol in my pocket. If we meet any of your crew, keep quiet. All right, now move.
Out of the captain's cabin, along the deck, and into the echoing stillness of the hold.
All right, this will do nicely. Just sit down now and take it easy, Captain, while Mr. Dineen makes you comfortable. Tie him up, Joe.
What are you going to do, Bart? Carry some stuff back up to the cabin and blow the safe?
No, it'll take too much time. As long as those papers are destroyed, as long as they're lost, we're all right.
But if you don't get them out of the safe...
They'll remain in the safe, and the safe will remain on the ship, and the ship will be blown to pieces.
Blown up?
What do you mean to do, you murdering pirate?
What I mean to do, Captain Anderson, is to remove every trace of you and your ship.
Why, you'd never dare. You're out of your mind. You're a plain man, then. Help! Help!
Joe!
Go on, it's
Joe! Help! Hit him over the head!
Help!
Why didn't you shoot him, Bart?
It's too noisy. They might hear us.
Listen, are you really going to blow up the whole boat?
Why not? Quick, we'll set a fire right down here. Far enough off to give us time to get away ourselves. And then we'll beat it. Nobody will ever know. Here, help me break into this case. It's marked dangerous. Keep away from fire.
This is it, all right?
All right. Now rip open these sacks. Spread it all around the floor. That's the way. All right, now make a little trail over to the door where we came in. I'll help you.
Where are you going to build the fire? If we started here, we'd be caught ourselves.
Don't be a fool. How's our friend?
Out like a light. But he won't stay that way.
He won't have to. 5 minutes is all we need. All right, now give me a hand. We're going to build a fire. Work fast.
A flickering glow in the darkness of the hold. A thin spiral of smoke creeping up the companionway and curling out above the hatch covers on deck. Then sudden alarm, shouting and confusion. Wild ringing of alarm bells and frantic orders.
Hey, where's the captain? Where's the mate?
Jump! Jump! She's full of gunpowder. We haven't got a chance.
Fire! There's fire coming up under the hatch. Mr. Burns, what do we do?
Haul away the starboard boats. Where's Captain Anderson? Haul away and stand by to abandon ship.
All right. All right, Joe. That does it.
Listen, Bart. We better be getting out of here. That's your life preserver?
Yeah. Look. Look, there's the cruiser cutting through the fog. Come on, Joe. Over the rail. Jump for it and swim. Come on.
Fire aboard the steamer Madison, loaded with high explosive shells and TNT. Boats go over the side, pull frantically for safety. And meanwhile, high up in the night sky, Superman sees a glow on the sea and heads swiftly downward.
What's that? Looks like a fire on the water. And it looks like the Madison, too. Down we go. Down, down. It is the Madison. She's afire, and her men have taken to the boats. I'll swing down and make sure they're all right. They won't see me in the fog.
Come on, pull. Pull hard.
Mr. Burns, the captain. Where's Captain Anderson?
Oh, hi there, Mr. Olson. Is the captain in your boat?
No, I thought he was with you.
With me? He's still on board. We've got to go back, back.
You can't do that, sir. Look at it. She'll go up any second. We can't go back now.
Captain's still on board. Have to get him, quick. Down along the hull. If he'd been on deck, they'd have seen him. Must be down below. I'll hang on to this porthole and listen.
Clinging to the steep, slippery side of the Madison, Superman's keen hearing picks up sounds inside the hull.
Pounding. Someone's pounding inside the hull. No time to go up on deck and down the hatchway. I'll drive my way in from here, through the side. I wonder why they left the ship, why they didn't fight the fire. There, almost in. Once more. Hey there! Who was pounding?
Here in the after hold. Get me out quick. Break down the door.
There he is. Looks like the captain.
Nitro board. Get out. Get out.
Here, hold up. You'll be all right. Oh, he's fainted. TNT, huh? No wonder they abandoned ship. Hey, that fire's getting mighty close. Come along, Captain. Good thing you can't see me. You'll be found floating in the water with a life preserver, and nobody'll ever know who saved you. Out we go. Quick!
Superman carries the unconscious form of Captain Anderson, wraps him in a life preserver, drops him in the sea near the lifeboats, and streaks again for the doomed ship.
Touch and go now. That stuff will explode any second. But I've got to find the safe and get those papers. There's the bridge. Down, down. Here we are. This is the captain's cabin, all right. And there's the safe. Well, one smash will open that up. And there's the package. Must be. Wrapped in oilskin, marked June Anderson. Pemberton, this is the time you lose. Now out. Fast. No time for the stairs. Out through the wall. And away.
Hey, Mr. Burns. Stop. There's a man floating in a life preserver.
It's the captain. It's Captain Anderson.
Get him aboard. Quick. Haul him over the side. It is the captain.
How'd he get out here?
Never mind that. Pull! Pull!
There goes the ship! We'll never get clear! Pull!
Outlined against a sheet of sudden orange flame, the steamer Madison explodes with a crashing roar, fills the sky with screaming shells, scatters flaring embers on the face of the sea. Do the boats get clear? What of Pemberton and Deneen? And meanwhile, what will Superman do with the precious oilskin package of papers? And what do the papers reveal? Tune in with us next time and follow the exciting transcription, Superman.
Up in the sky, look,
it's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
And our second episode for the day, The Plane to Canyon City, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look,
it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
When we last saw him, Superman had just rescued Captain Anderson from the steamer Madison and had found the hidden papers in the ship safe, just as the burning vessel exploded in a sheet of flame and a rain of falling shells. Today, our story continues back in the offices of Perry White, city editor of the newspaper on which Superman works as Clark Kent. Captain Anderson has come up from the south after seeing his crew landed safely. And his sister, who is now out of the hospital, has joined him and Kent and Editor White for a discussion of further plans. Captain Anderson is talking. Listen.
No, sir, I can't tell you a thing about it. The last thing I remember is beating against the hull with that fire getting closer and closer just beyond the door.
But, Captain, how did you escape? Your boat crew picked you up out on the water with a life preserver on.
Yes, Vince, how do you explain that?
I don't explain it, June. I tell you, I don't understand it at all. What do you think, Mr. Kent?
Well, really, Captain Anderson, maybe you were blown out of the ship by the explosion.
My men say the explosion came afterwards.
Well, it's just one of those mysteries of the sea. We'll have to let it go at that. Oh, what do you got there, Kent?
Why, it's a package a friend of mine in the Coast Guard sent me. Take a look, Miss Anderson.
Why, Mr. Kent, it's mine.
Why, that's it. That's the one June gave me.
What? You mean to tell me that's the package of papers that was in the ship's safe?
It certainly is.
Mr. Kent, where did you get it?
Well, I told you. A friend of mine in the Coast Guard found it floating in the water.
Well, that shows you what a high explosive will do. Here's a package locked away in a safe. Bang comes the explosion, and it's found floating around like a...
Like a dead fish?
Yes.
Well, never mind how it got there. The main thing is we have it. Miss Anderson, what's in it?
I'll show you, Mr. White. First of all, letters from Pemberton to a man named Bailey, their representative out west, practically admitting what they're doing.
Let me see it.
What else?
Well, then here's what they said was a map of the North Star Mine, 3 miles southeast of Canyon City.
Well, what else, June? Why was all this business so all-fired important?
This letter alone's enough to put them behind the bars.
And here's the rest of it. A report from the government assay office saying that the ore from the North Star mine is absolutely worthless.
Well, what do you think?
And they went on selling stock after that?
Yes. That's when I realized they were crooked.
Well, Kent, what about it? Any ideas?
Where did they live, June?
They had a house out in Green Park with a Filipino houseboy, number 23 Durant Street. Mr. Kent, where are you going?
I don't like the idea of sitting and waiting for things to happen. There may be something out at their house the police haven't found.
Who do you think you are, Kent? Sherlock Holmes?
Well, you never can tell, Mr. White. Do you mind?
No, of course not. I'm running an information bureau here, not a newspaper. Don't bother about me.
Well, I'll just have a quick look around. 23 Durant Street.
I'll stay here with June and check over these papers.
Good luck, Mr. Kent.
Thanks, Miss Anderson. I may need it.
Go ahead, Kent. Go ahead. Take all the time you want. But if you do happen to run into a story, just try and remember who you're working for, will you?
I won't be long, Mr. White. And if I don't find anything, I'll be right back. So long.
Doesn't sound like much, but it pays to look around. I'll just drop down into Green Park and have a chat with that Filipino houseboy. He may know more than he's told the police. Here we are. And there's Durant Street, with not a soul in sight. I'll just change back to Clark Kent, reporter, and see who answers the door. Down. Down.
Well, looks deserted, all right. I'll try the bell. Hope somebody answers it. I'd hate to spoil this place by kicking in the door, and I do want to look around inside.
What do you want, please?
Oh, gee, you surprised me. Can I come in?
No.
No? Look, I'm from a newspaper, Daily Planet.
No.
Wait a minute. Now, listen. How long since you've heard from your boss, Mr. Pemberton?
No.
Well, he evidently means no. Too bad, boy. If you don't want Clark Kent around, let's see how you feel about Superman. Might attract attention if I ruin the door. I'll just jump up on the roof and try the skylight. Here goes. And there's the skylight. Or rather, there was the skylight. Now, down the stairs to see what's what. That houseboy sees me, he's certainly going to be surprised. This looks like somebody's room right here. And there's a desk, if the police have left anything in it.
Hey, what'd you do there? How you get in?
Oh, don't know me in my other clothes.
You get out. Get out quick.
Hey, put that gun down.
You'll no go. I shoot. I count three.
Make it 10. Make it 100.
1, 2, 3. Oh, what's the matter? You no get hit.
Come closer and try again. Come a lot closer and you'll see how bullets bounce. Hey. All right, that's enough. I haven't any time to waste. Here's what happens to little Filipino boys who play with guns.
Let go! You let go!
Where are your bosses, Pemberton and Deneen? Quick, where are they?
I not know!
Don't tell me that. I can see it on your face as plain as day. Where are they? One more chance. Telephone. Who's calling this house on the telephone? Answer it.
No.
I said answer it. And if it's either of your bosses, just act natural.
Please, no go to phone. They say...
Go on, what did they say?
They say they kill me.
Not over the phone. Get that receiver. And do just as I tell you. Go on.
Hello, please.
Hello. Is that you, Sita?
Yeah. This is me, boss.
Now, listen. Do just as I tell you and do it fast.
Okay, boss.
Look in the desk in my room, and back of the second drawer, you'll find another drawer. You get that?
Yeah, I get it.
Now, in that drawer is an envelope with traveler's checks. Get it and put it in the mail.
Ask him where he is, quick.
Boss, where mail to, please?
Address it to John J. Jones. General delivery, Canyon City, Idaho. You got that?
Yeah. That all, please?
That's all. Anybody been at the house?
Say no.
No, boss.
Okay. If anybody comes and asks for me, say you don't know a thing. So long, Peter.
Traveling under the name of Jones, is he? And he'll touch at Canyon City, Idaho. Much obliged, Sita.
Oh, you hear that?
Never mind. But get this. You saw how those bullets bounced off my chest.
Yeah, I see.
Well, I'm going now. But if you breathe a word about my coming here today, I'll be back.
No, I no tell.
That's good. Because if you do, if you ever tell anybody, I'll come back here and bounce you off the sidewalk the way those bullets bounced off me.
No.
All right. Only be sure you remember it. Now I'm leaving you. Up through that skylight the way I came in. So long, Sita.
What luck. Canyon City, Idaho. And I bet I scared that houseboy out of a year's growth. Now back to the paper. If you ask me, the North Star mining story is getting hotter every minute.
Heading back toward town, Superman streaks through the sky. And presently, in the office of Editor White.
Well, Kent, this is the luckiest break I ever heard of. Canyon City, eh?
Mr. White, according to the map Miss Anderson showed us, Canyon City is near the North Star Mine.
What? You mean they're heading out there to the mine? Why?
Well, Chief, I don't know for sure, but I can guess. They don't know about the papers being found.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, maybe they figure if they can get out there and ruin the mine, you know, wreck it for keeps, nobody will ever be able to prove it wasn't all right.
Kent, I'll take a chance. You're free to go where you like. Hire a plane. Get out there. I want you on the spot when those fellows are caught. I'll notify the local police.
Oh, Mr. White, don't do that.
Why not?
Well, they're probably traveling by car. If we leave now by plane, the Andersons and I, we'll get there first.
What of it?
Well, don't warn the police. Do you want every paper in the country to get that story?
But what if you run into them out there, you and the girl and Anderson?
Well, if we do, I can handle it all right.
You? Alone? Well, who do you think you are? Superman?
Gee, gosh, no, Chief. I mean, we'll be all right.
Okay, Kent, okay. Get your money and get going. And good luck. And phone if anything happens.
Well, almost gave myself away that time. Do I think I'm Superman? Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. White, I do.
Down to the airport, into a fast plane with Captain Anderson and his sister June, over the Alleghenies, over the great basin of the Mississippi, west and still west to the cold, high stillness of the Rockies, when suddenly unseen disaster comes creeping along the wings, invisible to the passengers in the plane's cabin.
We now, Mr. Kent, have you any idea?
Your brother's the navigator, Miss Anderson.
Don't ask a sailor to find his way around up in the air. Besides, it's black as ink outside. I can't see the stars.
Well, we went through a snowstorm a while ago.
Still in it. If you want me to make a guess, Miss Anderson, I'd say we're pretty close to Idaho.
Getting tired, June?
Oh, no. But I'm anxious to see what's going to happen.
So am I.
Say, what's wrong here?
Oh! Oh, what an awful lurch. Threw me right against the wall.
Watch it, we're tipping.
Say, something is wrong.
Mr. Kent, go ask the pilot. I'm frightened.
Look, he's opened his door.
All right, folks, take it easy.
What's wrong?
Ice on the wings. And one of the ailerons is stuck. I can't work it loose.
What, frozen? How can you fix it?
I can't. Ordinarily, I'd go down to warmer air. But the mountain peaks are too high around here.
Oh, we're going sideways again. Vince, look out.
Hey, how about this? We're slipping down.
Pilot, what do you say?
I don't know. We're in a tough spot.
Kent, where are you going?
Out on the wing. Got to clear that ice off.
Hey, watch what you're doing.
Mr. Kent, come back.
Say, that boy's got nerve. He's out on the wingtip. You can just see him. Kent!
Where is he, Vince? Well, he was hanging on that wing and now he's gone. He's gone!
High over the wildest and cruelest peaks of the Continental Divide, while snow whirls about the wings and ice holds the plane in its deadly grip. And what of Clark Kent? What has happened? Did he lose his grip when the wings snapped and go plunging downward through the dark? Tune in with us next time and follow the exciting transcription, Superman.
Up in the sky, look,
it's a bird. It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.